name is Jean-Guy, and I'm a farmer in Saint-Hyacinthe area. Even though my production is increasing every year and my land is large enough, the job of a farmer is still not easy. In recent years, several producers in the region have sold their land to move to the city. Monoculture. On my farm, I grow only corn, which I sell to other farmers to feed their herds. Each farm has its own specialties. We are long past time when they grew grain, fruit, and vegetable, started raise few pigs to feed the family and sold the rest at a market. In 1905, farms had already raised livestock. Pork, poultry, and beef are the most common products, but milk production is the largest in Quebec. Innovation and technology for agriculture. It was during the 1960s that I took possession of my farm, and the government set up programs to help us improve production. With the help of these programs, I bought machinery, I started using chemical fertilizers and pesticides. I have modernized the farm and I converted my crop to corn. I now practice monoculture and my land has been much more profitable ever since. Protection of agricultural zones. My name is Jean-Guy, and I'm a farmer in Saint-Hyacinthe area. Even though my production is increasing every year and my land is large enough, the job of a farmer is still not easy. In recent years, several producers in the region have sold their land to move to the city. Monoculture. On my farm, I grow only corn, which I sell to other farmers to feed their herds. Each farm has its own specialties. We are long past time when they grew grain, fruit, and vegetable, started raise few pigs to feed the family and sold the rest at a market. In 1905, farms had already raised livestock. Pork, poultry, and beef are the most common products, but milk production is the largest in Quebec. Innovation and technology for agriculture. It was during the 1960s that I took possession of my farm, and the government set up programs to help us improve production. With the help of these programs, I bought machinery, I started using chemical fertilizers and pesticides. I have modernized the farm and I converted my crop to corn. I now practice monoculture and my land has been much more profitable ever since. Protection of agriculture zones. In 1978, the Quebec government passed a law to protect agricultural lands from urban expansion. This law was necessary because more and more houses were being built on agricultural land. Thanks for this law, certain farms were designed as permanent agriculture zones and could never be used for anything else but farming.